Yeah, another difficult game, but you know, got the psychological edge over them, beating them a couple of weeks ago, and what was a great night for the club. I thought it was a very good performance as well, so hopefully it's more of the same this weekend.
How do you look back on the most recent game, the 0-0 draw last Friday night, freezing night against Cheltenham?
Yeah, well, you know, it's a point gained. I think we try and win every game, but at the end of the day, circumstances, certainly on the night, weather, dictated how we could play and how we were going to go about our job, and it ended up just being a bit of a battle, and both teams looking like they didn't want to make a mistake and taking absolutely no chances, so it just wasn't the greatest on the eye. But you know, we can't always play good football. Cheltenham are a good football side as well, but on the night with the pitch being so hard, there wasn't much football played. But I thought the lads, you know, really worked hard and put a lot of effort in and were hard to beat, which we seem to be. So you know, it's a point gained, and you know, it sets us up for this game.
The away form still dodgy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's turned on its head compared to last season. But again, that's football. It's nothing you can do. Just keep working hard, keep believing in what you're doing. Just tweak one or two things here and there. We are capable of winning games, so we've proven that, and we'll have to prove it again. And hopefully, we'll go down to Dagenham at the weekend, and hopefully we'll come back with a positive result and a good performance.
How do you look at the table now? Do you see yourselves being on the edge of a relegation fight, or maybe right in the middle of one?
Yeah, definitely. I said after the Oxford game, I think that was 3 points in the bag, and only for a little lapse of concentration, we dropped 2 points. And I said in the interview after that game that we are in a relegation battle. I think it'd be stupid to think, oh, we'll be all right when you know, you're not that far ahead of the bottom two. The league is that tight. If we go and get a couple of wins, we could be right in the other end. But on the flip side, if you lose one or two, or you draw games that, you know, you're thinking that you should win, you can certainly get dragged into, because look at the clubs below us. Aldershot are doing a lot of business, signing a lot of players. Bristol Rovers are a massive club. Plymouth are a massive club. Barnet seems to be signing a few players and got their act together now. You know, Davids has taken over on his own. So, you know, there's a lot of good sides in the league, and there's a lot of good big clubs behind us who will all be hitting the panic button and trying to strengthen the squads and do things a little bit differently to get up the table, and we've got to be aware of that. But we can only affect ourselves, and we've just got to make sure that we go into every game and don't worry about what's around us. It's just into that individual game, and we do all we can to win that game, because at the end of the day, if we get the points on the board, we don't have to worry about anyone around us or anyone above us. We just try and get up that table as much as we can, and that's what we're looking to do.
You mentioned other clubs doing business in the transfer window. Any more movements this week in or out here?
No, nothing for us. Unless one of the younger pros goes out on loan. You know, it might be a time for Joe McGee to go and get a little month's run somewhere and get a bit of wool on his back, playing a Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock, you know, permanently, you know, for a good few weeks, and see if that aids his development, and that's all we'll be looking at doing at the moment.
Any news on injuries?
Yeah, we've got one or two. I think I say it every week, everyone gets bumps and bruises, and you know, this time of year with the pitches the way they are. But you know, Robbie Threlfall's been struggling all week. Andy Fleming has. There's a couple of other little bumps and bruises, but apart from them two, they may be touch and go.
Good news is Parrish and Wright back from suspension. That's,
yeah,
right.
That's right. But Wright had a real bad chest infection. You know, he didn't do nothing for. He played half a game in the reserves at Shrewsbury, had to come off of it, and then he's been off ever since, so he's not done any training. So we played him at Burnt Albion on Tuesday to try and, you know, get minutes into him. He come through with no problems, a little bit of coughing and spluttering, but he should be all right. And as you say, Andy Parrish as well, he'll be back from suspension, so two good players to bring back into the squad.